served with the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the UK has agreed to a fluid border between Gibraltar and Spain, clearing the way to finalise a post-Brexit deal on the territory with the EU. Under the agreement, checks will not be required on people crossing the border, but there will be checks on those arriving at Gibraltar Airport. Rachel Reeves has announced billions of pounds in budget boosts, saying she's investing the renewal of Britain. The Chancellor's spending review will see the health service, defence and transport all allocated more money. £39 billion will go towards social and affordable housing over 10 years. Reform's Deputy Leader Richard Tice says it's unaffordable.
This is a Chancellor who has given a spending review where basically she's pandered to her public sector union paymasters. The government spending is completely out of control.
The Conservatives say the plans are a fantasy. The Lib Dems say they lack ambition. Northern Ireland First Minister Michelle O'Neill has welcomed £50 million for the redevelopment of the Casement Park sports ground in Belfast. The Prime Minister says he utterly condemns the violence seen overnight in Ballymena and other parts of Northern Ireland. 17 officers were injured as people threw fireworks and petrol bombs at police. A peaceful protest about women's safety turned into violence, which police have called racist thuggery. 6 people have been arrested and 1 has been charged. Some of the most iconic film props in history are being put up for auction in the US next month. They include the Rosebud Sled from Citizen Kane, which is owned by Gremlins director Joe Dante, who stumbled on it when he was filming on the RKO Pictures lot in 1984. There's also an Indiana Jones whip, which was originally given to the then Prince Charles in 1989 and gifted on to Diana, Prince of Wales. And you can also get your hands on an Austin Powers suit and Macaulay Culkin's cap from Home Alone. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed up 11 points at 88.64. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.18. And the weather, showers moving into the west tonight. Some of those will be thundery, dry elsewhere and a low of 9. Rain will move north and east tomorrow. Brighter conditions following on and a high of 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And on a rather warm afternoon across the UK, the music to keep you cool is right here on Classic FM, continuing with the Handel's Water Music Suite, number 2.
Margarita Taylor.
On Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Playing Tchaikovsky's Melody, we heard Esther Hume and the Philharmonia Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazy. Before, the hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite No. 2, Le Musician de Louvre, conducted by Mark Minkowski. Now, in a moment, your chance to win tickets to see Ian Audi live at his history-making sell-out dates at the Royal Albert Hall. Details about that on the way, alongside a beautiful moment from Ludovico Leonde to come. But first, Beethoven, the Fourth Symphony, and your soloist, who's just given his first TED Talk, Joshua Bell, directing the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields from the violin. From Beethoven's Fourth Symphony, the finale performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Joshua Bell directing from the violin. Ludovico Einaudi's Leonde next, and here's your chance to win tickets to one of this year's sell-out events, seeing Ludovico Einaudi perform live on Monday the 30th of June at the iconic Royal Albert Hall, followed by a luxury overnight stay. So this is you and a plus one. You could be at one of Ludovico's record-breaking headline concerts this summer, that date, the 30th of June. And then afterwards, head back to the Marriott Hotel Grosvenor Square. The prize includes breakfast, VIP surprises, plus money towards your travel as well. To enter, text the word piano to 61812. By entering, you'll have the chance to make make a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Make Some Noise. You've got until 8 a.m. on the 23rd of June to enter. We may call you shortly after. Standard network rates apply. You must be 18 or over to enter. For full T's and C's, visit classicfm.com. So for your chance to see Ian Audi live at the Royal Albert Hall, text piano to 61812 and good luck. Leonde from Ludovico Einaudi on Classic FM. And if you missed any of the details for the incredible Einaudi competition, you can find them all at classicfm.com. Polonaise from Glazunov's Sender Ballet, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Naima Yervi. Now, transporting you back in time next to 1930 and a rather picturesque coastal Cornish tight-knit fishing village. The film that the music I'm about to play you comes from is Ladies in Lavender, starring Dame Judi Dench and Dame Maggie Smith. And the soloist for this next theme from Nigel Hess, who's already played for us earlier this afternoon, Joshua Bell. I mentioned he's just completed his first head talk. He plays for us again with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra after Tim brings you all the latest on the traffic and travel for the journey home this Wednesday. It's on the way next.
Classic FM.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Classic FM travel.
In Oxfordshire, they're accused on the M40 northbound because of an accident between Junction 10 Brackley and Junction 11 Fort Banbury. In Suffolk, they're accused on the A14 eastbound because of a breakdown between Junction 49 Stowmarket and Junction 50 Stow Upland. In Greater Manchester, they're accused on the M6 northbound. This is because of an accident between Junction 26, the M58, and Junction 27 for Standish. They're also accused in Greater Manchester on the M60 anti-clockwise. And that's because a car has caught fire at Junction 15, the Swinton interchange. It's actually on the entry slip road. Finally, very slow in West Yorkshire on the M62 eastbound because of an accident between Junction 30 Rothwell and Junction 31 for Castleford.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
The Royal Ballet Sinfonia, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, for Constant Billy from Philip Lane's Suite of Cotswold Folk Dances. And from the Cotswolds to Cornwall, just before the film set there, Ladies in Lavender, we heard the title theme by Nigel Hess, played on Classic FM by Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Hess himself. Now, a couple of jaunty pieces on the way from Vaughan Williams and the English Folk Song Suite. I shall dip into that after the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. But if it's a moment of calm you're in search of this afternoon, we've also got that for you here on Classic FM.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM. We'll be right back.
The London Symphony Orchestra with Mussorgsky's Scherzo in B-flat major. Next on Classic FM, it's Bach, the Brandenburg Concerto, number 3. Thank you.
Classic FM.
March folk songs from Somerset from Vaughan Williams' English Folk Song Suite with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Manzi. And before, Trevor Pinnock, in charge of the English concert for the first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 here on Classic FM. Finale of Joseph Haydn's Keyboard Concerto in D. We heard Alexander Thoreau and Le Violin de Roy, conducted by Bernard Labadie. Now, coming up after 6 o'clock, we'll hear from Clark, the Prince of Denmark's March on the Way, after Tim Humphrey brings us the news headlines at 6 on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served, with the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier, and she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn, and she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the UK has agreed to a fluid border between Gibraltar and Spain, clearing the way to finalise a post-Brexit deal on the territory with the EU. There will be no checks for people crossing the border, but there will be dual Spanish and UK checks for arrivals at Gibraltar Airport. The Chancellor's putting a £29 billion a year rise in NHS funding at the heart of her plans for renewing Britain. A spending review also saw boosts for defence, schools and housing. There was a pledge to stop housing asylum seekers in hotels by 2029. The Conservatives have criticised the plans as fantasy, insisting the Chancellor will need to raise taxes. Paul Johnson is director at the Institute for Fiscal Studies. He says Rachel Reeves is reliant on a positive forecast from the public spending watchdog to avoid rises.
If it comes back with one which is noticeably less optimistic, then she essentially will have no choice. If she, you know, her fiscal rules are ironclad. If they're genuinely ironclad, she set her spending plans. The only thing that can give is tax.
Northern Ireland's First Minister has called for racist attacks on families to stop after a second night of violence in Ballymena. Michelle O'Neill says people should never feel the need to place a sticker on their door to identify their ethnicity just to avoid being targeted. Ryan Henderson is Assistant Chief Constable at the PSNI.
Let me say in the clearest possible terms, the senseless violence is utterly unacceptable. And as I see it, serves only to endanger lives and destroy our local area, our local communities.
Hundreds of railway workers will vote in the coming weeks on whether to launch strike action in a dispute over what a union's